It was Amanda, and it's one of those things where most of the time it's the player himself deciding to leave. You know, not too often you see a guy towards the end of his career who wants to stay being traded, but you know, they always talk about stuff. It's business and this kind of thing. And here's the deal. The moment LeBron James showed up, everything the Cavs do is designed to win now. It's not sentimental and it's not about building. It's about if we could take one player and turning him into a different player, even if it's just an incremental or small improvement, we got to do it because we have to maximize every season that James is here. That's how they think.
Right.
And Andy, even though he was very close to LeBron, was frankly one of those players who was moved.
When they let Anderson Varejao go, he was immediately released by the Portland Trail Blazers, so he became a free agent. Why couldn't the Cavs just re-sign him?
It used to be you would trade a player. For example, in 2010, the Cavs traded another longtime favorite, Zydrunas Ilgauskas. They traded him to the Washington Wizards for a veteran player named Antoine Jamison. Washington had no intention of keeping Z, and they cut him. The Cavs immediately brought him back. So basically, they got two for the price of one. Washington got some salary cap relief. Well, the NBA didn't like that kind of move, and so they put a rule in that's following that move that if you do one of these salary cap trades, and that's what Andy was, you cannot re-sign that player for a full 12 months. So the Cavs couldn't bring him back. Portland really didn't want him. And actually, for Andy, what is happening now, the Portland Trailblazers will be paying him about $20 million over the next 2 years. And now he could turn around. He signs with Golden State for a minimum contract. It actually, Andy, worked out pretty well for him because he was then able to pick, and he had four or five contenders interested on bringing him in on this minimal contract. And what team did he go to?
Yeah, the NBA champion, Golden State Warriors.
Exactly. He had a couple of them interested in him, and he ended up with the NBA champions.
In this push for the playoffs, in exchange for Anderson Varejao, we got Channing Frye. Tell us a little bit about him, and is this a good trade?
I think it is. He's 6'11". He can make 3-point shots. The Cavs actually had a deal in place in 2014 to sign Channing Frye as a free agent. Had LeBron James not returned to the Cavaliers, Channing Frye was one of several players that they were going to bring in. But when LeBron decided to come back, that wiped out all their salary cap money, so they weren't able to do it. Channing Frye has been a favorite of general manager David Griffin for years. What David Griffin wanted was another big power forward. You know how Kevin Love can make shots from the outside? He's 6'10". Channing Frye could do it too. And he's a couple years younger than Andy. Like I said, it's not something that you go, oh, wow, what a thing. That got the title here. But in the Cavs' mind, and I tend to agree, I would rather have Channing Frye than Anderson Varejao at this point in their careers for what the Cavs are trying to do.
And as we've talked about before, the season really starts getting into gear in mid-April. It's about 30 games after this All-Star break. So what's this team going to be trying to do here in the next couple months?
I think they want to play more games like they did Sunday at Oklahoma City. Probably the fourth best team in the NBA, and they demolished them. And they did it by playing very physical and with purpose and focus. Because, Amanda, as you know, everything starts in the middle of April. LeBron James has been to the last five consecutive NBA finals. They want to get him there for a sixth time. He's 31 years old. He's played more minutes in the NBA over the last 6 years than anyone else. That's why I talked about kind of tick, tick, tick. Time is passing with LeBron. People say, well, hey, right now, if the finals started tomorrow, Golden State's a really healthy team. They're playing better than anyone else in the NBA at a perhaps a historic pace. Would they be favored over the Cavaliers in the finals if the NBA finals started tomorrow? Of course.
Right.
But they don't start tomorrow. They start in June is when the finals are. Think about that.
Yeah.
And a lot of things could happen between now and June. You know, guys get hurt. Teams cool off. The trade was a little bit a part of that to give them the best chance for the finals.
Terry, thanks.
Thank you, Amanda.